Chef and Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us later in the hour to present his recipe of the week. Always a cool, calm, and collected fellow. Great chef, great ideas with food. So food, farm, and fun stuff at the bottom of the hour. That's radio lingo for half past the hour, or in the next half hour of this hour of the Good Day program. How's that for getting it all straight?
Dr. Joy Brown
is here with Dr. Roberta Facinelli, and we were talking about the ABCs of life. A Louisiana woman is taking Walmart to court. According to the court documents, Rebecca White filed suit against Walmart after a rodent attacked her in the store.
Huh.
Her husband was shopping.
One of the salespeople?
She and
you need to have those little cards with you.
Oh, man.
It was too many coupons.
She and her husband were shopping when this little rodent appeared from behind a Coke machine, ran straight at Ms. White.
She was
causing her
cheese
to run over her foot with a cart full of groceries. That sounds terrifying, doesn't it?
Attacker.
Not really.
this is sounding.
It's
like,
a mouse.
Right, exactly. Well,
give me a break
a big
here.
Mouse.
Plus, it didn't. It ran over her foot. That's not attacking.
No, no, no. The she got so afraid of it when she saw it that she tripped and the cart ran over her foot as she let go of it. So she's now going to sue them for psychological damages.
Psychological
pain,
damages.
Suffering. No, mental anguish. Lord.
And her pedicure. I mean, those pedicures are serious stuff.
Pedicures at a Walmart? When's the last time you saw somebody in a Walmart that had a pedicure?
Oh, come on. When's the last time you were in a Walmart?
I've never been in a Walmart in my life.
They're actually kind of cool. I resisted them as well, but they actually
really?
Have everything.
Oh.
And they have everything cheap, which is really alarming because you're sort of tempted to go there even though you know that you'll then go directly to hell.
Mm. A Utah man shot up a McDonald's in Utah. This was in the Salt Lake paper. The man pulled into a drive-thru looking for something. It was early in the morning and he wanted lunch. He became angry when he was told that breakfast was being served and that's it.
Ha.
Proceeded to remove a sawed-off shotgun. From his
and that's it. You're out of luck.
Oh, my
Big
God.
Mac or nothing.
Yeah. A pair of Ohio deputies under investigation after allegedly tampering with an inmate's food. According to the television news reports, the prisoners claiming that Joseph Cantwell and Philip Barnett used another inmate to ruin his bologna sandwich.
What did they do to his bologna? Wait a minute. How can you ruin a bologna sandwich?
The two officers brought the inmate his food but began teasing the man once he dug in. Much to the inmate's dismay, one of the officers proceeded to take out his cell phone and show the man a picture of another man resting one of his items on his sandwich.
But, I mean, that seems like garbage in, garbage out.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, boy.
All right, so in continuing focus on the problems of smoking in our country.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there was a transition.
I'm going on to something else.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
I'm necessary. I'm not interested, Brett. Exactly. Right, you've just visualized what this guy did to the sandwich before the other guy ate it. So why? What more do I have to say? Next.
Perhaps less.
Yes. Next. The British Medical Journal acknowledging
God.
The 50% smoker surcharge under the new Obamacare health care system is a more effective way, more efficient way, to get people to stop smoking. The UK apparently has done some things in their health care system to try to get people from smoking, but this 50% surcharge is what's getting people to stop smoking. And we were talking about that earlier in the week. I think last week we actually spent a little time on it. This is one of my pet projects, if you will, to get people to stop smoking. Not only is it bad for the people who smoke, it's bad for the health of the people around them.
Yep.
And it costs the American economy $300 billion a year, which is more than the cost of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're The number is like ghastly. A single smoker can cost an employer up to $12,000 a year. So the employer is just saying, no, we're going to charge you. You want to smoke? And we have to be, liability under this goes up X number of dollars. Got four smokers, cost goes up $14,000. You're going to divide it by four. You people are paying it. That's it. And so people say, wait a minute, I can't pay that. Well, then you better quit smoking. Not only will your body be healthier, how much does it cost to buy all of that tobacco anyway? What's it cost to buy a package of cigarettes in New York?
Oh, about $12, $13.
Wow.
Good Lord. If you're a two or three pack smoker a day, are any of those people still around?
Yeah.
People that still smoke. My God.
You know, I was in Soho last night, and I have never seen so many smokers in my life, and they're young.
Yeah, the kids. There are a lot of young girls
who are smoking. Yeah. It's the group that is actually increasing the number of smokers every year.
Yeah.
Only one.
Yep. And when you look at how much it costs, by the way, just for the heck of it, somebody decided to do some math, because there's been a lot of discussion this week about fighting forest fires. And how much it cost? We have spent $1 billion fighting forest fires so far this year, and we don't have any more money in that budget account. So people want to move money around so they can keep fighting. Otherwise, the forest fires keep burning, and you know the rest of the story. So some clever fellow has figured out how much it costs taxpayers to fight forest fires versus another item that smokes, that is tobacco products. How much it costs the taxpayers to take care of those who are smokers. So, would you believe that it costs 100 times more to take care of those who are using cigarettes than it does to fight forest fires?
Yeah,
I believe that.
Isn't that amazing?
Can I also point out that a lot of firefighters, unfortunately, smoke, which is really stupid, so they have huge problems with huge lung problems, respiratory problems.
The rest of their lives.
Yeah.
South and North Korea agreeing to go ahead with reunions next month for families separated for decades by the Korean War. This is going to be a pretty good sign.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Reunions will be held on September 25th to the 30th on the north side of the border at some resort. I didn't even know there were... Did anybody know there were resorts in North Korea?
Yeah, I actually
I imagine there would be.
Who do you know that's been to Korea?
Other than the armed services, not a whole lot.
My cousin.
Your cousin Peter, the actor?
No. My cousin John, the scientist.
Why did he go there?
Because he's a scientist.
What was he studying?
He does. He actually lectures on biodegradable plastics.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He goes all over the world.
Hmm.
A lot of Asian countries, especially.
Yeah. Well, they have big problems. I don't think they know how to deal with a lot of the problems that they have with waste. Actually, for as much criticism as we get, we're pretty far ahead. Europe's probably further ahead, but we're pretty far down the road to being able to be to call ourselves responsible when it comes to waste.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of waste, anyway. 15 past the hour. Dr. Jory Brown is here with Roberta Facinelli and Dudley Steffen on the air on the Good Day program.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
You had bunion surgery?
Well, it costs more than plastic surgery.
Well, you guys, we're back on the air. I'm listening. I'm doing some work. And I'm listening to the two of these guys yak back and forth about bunion surgery. That's very nice. Roberta,
I'm bunion on my right foot, and I can't find shoes that fit properly.
Exactly. Joy Brown.
And look, it's all connected. It'll affect your back, your knees, your hips. Everything.
Hip bone, yep. Connected to the backbone, yeah, all that exactly. Good stuff. There have been a lot of people talking about transgenderism. I think that's a word. Transgenderism. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to prisoners in our penal system. And if you are having an operation and you don't get a hold of the hormones that are needed in order to complete the work, you probably won't survive. There are a lot of people. Now, I don't know whether you can help me, Dr. Joy, with this. Bradley Manning supposedly has threatened to commit suicide. And one wonders if you're going through the switch gender sort of thing. Is that part and parcel of it? I mean, he obviously doesn't want to go into the prison system because that'll be, can you imagine what's going to happen to this guy?
Well, I think you need to separate out a bunch of different things.
Okay.
Are there people in the penal system who feel that they were born in the wrong body? Yes. Transgenderism is really feeling it's not homosexuality. It's feeling that you were born into the wrong body,
mm-hmm.
and it's a problem. I actually have known a couple of people personally, and you know we were talking earlier today about how hard change is for people,
mm-hmm.
And I mean for me, I was incredibly awestruck by this person who started life as a man and started as Robert and became Roberta. And
I didn't know that was your story, Roberta.
Not the same Roberta.
Oh.
But was impressed by what courage it took to do that. I mean, it's hard to change. We talked about changing your name. It's hard to change where you live. Hard to change your hair color. Changing your sexual identity and understanding you're not going to get a whole hell of a lot of support. Your family is going to have a hard time with it. It's incredibly expensive. Both spiritually and financially, and you have to go through a whole lot of psychological. It's not something you can just decide. All right, I'm going to go in today and have the surgery.
Yeah.
Huge amount of screening and time and hormones.
Awful hard. Yeah.
Huge.
Tough stuff.
Yeah, it
all
is.
Right. Food for thought again. We got a lot of that today. Speaking of food, Chef Louie later in the hour. It's the 21 after on today's Good Day program.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Version of the song. What'd you do, Peter? Find something that was buried in YouTube somewhere?
I pushed the button that was before me.
Ah, there you go. This is actually Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, not the original version of the song Fall in Love, which was number one during this week in 1975. This is a version of it that was, it's one of those recreated versions that goes on, what's the Rhino Records or what's the other? What's the other record company?
Memories to snuggle by.
Yeah, but there's a company that has these artists recreate the songs, and they never sound like the original version. So therefore, they stink in terms of...
Stink is a strong word.
Stink. Yeah. That version of that song stunk.
Well, I'm an Elvis stink. Fan, and the guys would find Dennis Thwong, who did Love Me Tender, to just to make me really unhappy.
Right. You know? Do you think people in general ought to give money to homeless people? There are a lot of, I find this, I was in Los Angeles last weekend, I find it more of, I don't know if a problem is the right word, but I find it more in evidence there than I do any place else that I travel. And I think about this, and I thought you'd be a good person to talk to, because a lot of people have a tug of war.
Yeah.
Your instinct is to help people who are suffering.
Yeah,
and then the other side of it is, if you give them something, it might encourage them to not want to seek a permanent solution to their problem.
Well, I think it's actually interesting. We were talking about this on my program earlier this week, and I said that there's several solutions. I actually told a story about about a guy saying, "I'm hungry." And I said, "Well, come on, I'll buy you something at McDonald's." He said, "I don't eat that crap." And that was really fascinating to me because, on the one hand, you know, if you're hungry, but, I mean, he had a standard. So that was pretty impressive as far as I was concerned. But I think there's several different solutions. I tend to give money to organizations that then feed people. And then I carry around cards from that organization saying, "If you're hungry, here's a place to go, and you can use my name." And or I'll give them the name of somebody to talk to there. So that's one. I tend sometimes to carry food around. I'll carry hard-boiled eggs, or I'll carry granola bars or something when someone asks that they're hungry. But quite often they don't want food. They want money. There's a guy around here who has a sign that says, "Please give me money for weed and alcohol." And you sort of applaud his honesty, but I don't give him money. I have a friend who sort of takes $20 every week and converts it into change. And whenever somebody asks her for money, she gives it to them. And then when the $20 is done, she's done. So, you know, I think that they're probably better. It's actually illegal to give people money on the subway.
Really?
In New York. Yeah, it's absolutely
on the subway. You can do it on the street.
Well, I suppose in theory there's just a little less control over than that. Exactly as you say. I mean, you're caught because you really do want to help people. On the other hand, is there? And it's not so much that I feel like they should have, you know, they should work harder for themselves or something like that. Although there are guys that I'll see on the street corner every single day. And I'll say, listen, I can help you get a job if you want. But, I mean, part of it depends on who they are, what they're able to do. I think we're all taught or tugged between that impulse to help people and also not to be completely stupid about giving somebody. Somebody actually did a survey a couple of years ago and found out one of the people who was, you know, soliciting they weren't on the train because it's illegal, but right before you got onto the subway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they were making something like $1,000 a week in cash, tax-free.
Yeah.
And I thought, why did I go to graduate school?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's one of those, and for me, I mean, I give a quarter of my before-tax income away every year, but I give it to foundations. I give it to City Harvest. I give it to the Food Bank. I give it to Salvation Army. And then I carry the cards around saying, here's a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, and here's
that
a
makes
place.
Good sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all
that,
right.
So or you can also get coupons from some stores that'll, you know, you can get a gift certificate.
Yeah. Now, all right, folks, that are good ideas about giving to those who are in need. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction, additive packages are key in synthetic oil quality. Fact, of a quart of synthetic oil, 15 to 25% is its total additive package, including anti-wear agents, detergents, dispersants, and antioxidants. An oil's additive package does the heavy lifting, and ultimately its lubrication factor, friction, and heat reduction and ability to rev up performance are measures of an additive package's quality. Royal Purple's proprietary Centrelec technology was developed over years of rigorous testing and real-world use. Fact is, Royal Purple solved a vibration problem with the China Star 125-mile-per-hour bullet train. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure. Money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Chef Louis DeAngelis, for having to have him back on the Good Day program to focus on his recipe of the week and food in general, food and fun. I introduce him for the first time to Dr. Joy Brown, who spent some time with me this week as an errant crew has gone its way. It's here, it's there. All the people that are part of the Good Day program have sort of flaked off of the coconut. And so we've found somebody new to share coconuts with. Dr. Joy, who does a midday program around the country, and that would be noon to 3 East Coast time, and has been doing it for almost as long as I've been doing this. She has a reputation, and it's a good one. Now, I'm trying to figure out how you, who is as a single person, how you fend for yourself when it comes to cooking, and where you get ideas, or do you just go out all the time because you have all the duties every night? You go to these plays and report on them. So, do you eat out all the time, or do you eat at home?
No, and I really try very hard. As I think I mentioned to you, I've lost like 15 pounds or something the last couple of months, and so
really? Good
I'm
for you.
Trying. And for me, that means eating at home as much as possible because I can control what I eat and portion size and salt and stuff of that sort. But I raised a child and was married. So I cook 3 meals a day. I helped raise brothers and sisters. So I've always known how to cook. My daughter's actually a much more inventive cook than I am. I tend to be pretty sort of basic stuff and don't follow recipes, but and try really hard. She is much more a meat eater than I am. But I like cooking. I don't cook a whole lot for myself, but I do cook, and I'll sort of get I make a lot of salads, and I like quinoas. I'm always into the newest grain and stuff like that.
Newest grain.
Grain.
I've read somewhere, Louis, you can back this up or not, that grains actually were not particularly good for you. What do you, and I mean, that goes along with meat, and we're talking about Alzheimer's and what happens if you have too much red meat. But in general, the grains aren't as good for you as legumes and vegetables
fruits. But there's some super grains now. So
really? What is that? Yeah. Super GMO grains? Or what are you talking about?
No, this is one. I just was, what is it called? I'm trying to remember the name of it. It comes out of Florida.
Quinona.
No, it starts with an M.
Minona.
It's like Mariposa or something. I did a story on it yesterday.
Moringa,
thank you. That's what it is. And it has a lot. It has some protein in it. I'm a great fan of soy. I like quinoa a lot. I mean, I don't eat a whole lot of wheat, and I like rice, but it doesn't work with me very well. So, I mean, I like, my body just likes that kind of food better. I'm not much of a meat eater.
All right, well, Louis is. Louis, by the way, Louis, for your information, Joy, and for everybody else that doesn't know Louis, spends a good deal of his time going around saving restaurants, fixing menus all over the southeastern part of the country. He's well known as the fixer of restaurants.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I want to know whether the two of you, agree with this premise that has been put forth by those who are criticizing the American way of eating. The focus is on a healthy diet and how expensive it is, and thus making it difficult for Americans to meet the new nutritional guidelines. The government is not doing it. Well, the contention here is the government needs to do more to help consumers eat better. I think the consumer has to know and take responsibility for him or herself, not the damn government, so that you learn what it is that your body works. I mean, not everybody is the same. Some people have allergic reactions to certain kinds of food. You got to know your body. You got to know, you know, in general, what do you need? You need more food containing potassium, more food containing fiber, more food containing vitamin D, more food containing calcium. If you did that, you would save a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Well, but Doug, as you point out, there have been a whole bunch of documentaries about this in the last couple of years, about the fact that you can buy a Happy Meal at McDonald's for a lot less than you can buy healthy food, number one. And number two, that quite often in poor communities, there's not much access to healthy food, even if you could get it. Mm-hmm. But it's very expensive. A head of cauliflower now, which is one of my favorite foods, is $3 to $4 a head. $3 to $4 for a thing of cauliflower, whereas you can get, you know, what, a Big Mac for a buck these days.
Yeah, but what do you?
Yeah, but
you,
so again, I think that's so wet. It's wrong. I mean, it really.
Of course,
is.
It is. But it's also
one of those Happy Meals for $5. You're talking about an eighth of a pound of meat.
No. Don't misunderstand.
Skin and cartilage.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
French fries.
But I'm saying that if I've got a budget where I'm trying to feed a family of five on $10 bucks a day, I ain't going to be buying cauliflower. I just can't afford it.
You don't have to buy cauliflower. You could buy a 5-pound bag of potatoes for $3.99 at just about any grocery store. And if you can't stretch that out for a week, one make McMahon's potatoes, one make a scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, but potatoes aren't as good for you as cauliflower, is it?
No, but instead of the cauliflower, you could take, two heads of rapini, a broccoli rabe, which gives you 10 times the antioxidants of that. And they're $1.99 a head, and that will give you a whole week's worth of a great green, or collards, or mustards.
Listen, I'm not
loaded with vitamin
C. You don't understand.
Loaded with calcium.
That's how I eat, but I'm saying that it's a luxury that I can afford, and poor people can't necessarily afford it. First of all, it takes more time.
I think that's wrong, because if you're a good shopper and you bought fresh instead of prepared, you know, I had for 4 years my TV show proved over and over that you could feed a family of four on $80 a week, and I mean have plenty left over from dinners for lunches the next day if you bought fresh. And you got to remember, too, the portions that this country goes through. You know, you take a family of four and somebody says, well, yeah, I got to make two chickens that night. Well, no, because, you know, you're supposed to have a 6 or 8 ounce piece of meat and three big cups of veggies on your plate. And there's plenty of fresh veggies out there that you can buy that are very inexpensive, that are loaded with antioxidants, loaded with calcium, loaded with vitamins.
How do you know where they come from?
Minerals.
How do you know that they aren't something that is created by something that people ought not to put in the body? It may look good. That doesn't mean they are.
They're usually marked, Doug. They mark the country of origin on them right in the grocery stores and produce. And if you go to a local produce company instead, You know, like I shop at all these little shops, and I shop at the farmers markets, and there's a couple of, you know, great ones that I go to. And, you know, you can purchase your stuff so much cheaper that way, and have way more than you need. And I'm a big supporter of community purchasing, and we've done it here now on the Southwest, and it works. You know, you get 10 people together, 10 families together, and they put $15 in each. And one person a week has to go to the farmer's market or to a wholesale produce market. And he walks in with $150, you're buying everything left of the flagpole when you got that kind of money. You're a king in one of those kind of places. Now, I'm not talking about the farmer's markets that sell, you know, goods and ceramics, and it's almost like a speed trap for tourists. I'm talking about a real wholesale market. And with $150, he walks in and buys 20 bags full of tomatoes and cucumbers and lettuce and vegetables and all kinds of stuff. And then he goes home. It's usually a church group that does it. That's the ones I work with. And they separate it into 10 family bags worth of food. And you're getting so much bang for your buck.
But it takes some effort. You have to, and that's the problem with people today. Everybody's so damn lazy. Or they say, I'm so busy. Bunk them. They sit their butts down and watch the television, or they're on that, they're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is. There is, if you want to be healthy, you need to eat well. The old expression, you are what you eat, is
if you want anything in life, you have to go get it.
Yeah. Now, is it worth the effort for some people? Yeah. I was talking to a woman in my store on the farm yesterday. I would bet this woman was 38, 39, had a 10-year-old child. She drinks raw milk. She works out as a she actually is an instructor, I think she told me, in a CrossFit gym. And I'll tell you something. This woman was magnificent in terms of physicality. And so, but she is careful. We were talking about what she eats and where she goes and how she gets the things that go into her body. And if I will tell you, if she had a diet based on what you get at a fast food store, she would, no matter how much she worked out, she wouldn't look like that. Just don't.
And you know, another thing, it was funny that, Doctor, you brought up, you know, as being alone, that you know you lost weight because you haven't been eating out. That means you eat home. Well, you can eat out. And one of the tricks that I tell everybody, and I do it, restaurants are notorious for wanting you to feel as though you got more for your money than at their restaurant than any place else. So they give you a big plate full of stuff, which is fairly inexpensive when you're buying the volume that they're doing. But the first thing I do when I get my plate is I tell the waitress, you know, the server, hey, bring me a box, and I take and cut my whole dish in half, and I load half of it in the box because that's going to be a second dinner or a lunch for me tomorrow, and I eat half the portion, which brings me back down normally to 500-600 calories.
You know, one of the things meal. That is dangerous, I was with some friends last night. Actually, I went to do some work, and they'd come in to visit me on the farm, and they'd just gone to the, where'd they go? They went to the Cheesecake Factory, and they had so much food that they couldn't eat it. So they brought back, she gave me what was left of her salmon and broccoli meal, and it was enough for Charlotte and me. We ate it while we were in the truck. It was yummy. There was plenty there for a full meal. So what happens when you go to these places, if you're not smart and you eat everything that's on the plate, you're going to do, as Joy suggested, you're going to way over-calorize yourself. And these people are, you know, they're trying to maintain a reputation. I've found, anyway, wherever I've gone, anytime I've gone to into a Cheesecake Factory, they always serve you way, way, way too much.
Yeah. And you cut the portion in half right from the get-go.
Right. All right, Louis's recipe for Italian beef and cheese. This ought to be something. This sounds like something. There's a heart attack waiting around the corner for them.
It's very balanced.
I want to see if Joy is intrigued by your recipe. Chef Louis DeAngelis and his recipe of the week coming up here on Good Day.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now. I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. Going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
The first 5 years of life are the years of learning that shape kids' futures. Yet every year, more than 1 million children with unidentified delays and disabilities enter school. These issues can put them far behind their peers and have a lasting negative effect on their ability to meet their full potential, says Eileen Boone at CBS Caremark.
We have partnered with Easter Seals to make available a free online screening tool as part of its Make the First Five Count program. Parents can do the ages and stages questionnaire screening to make sure their children are achieving their developmental milestones during the important first 5 years of life. Parents can discuss these results with their pediatrician to ensure their child is on track for kindergarten and get the advice and support from Easter Seals if they're not.
Visit MakeTheFirstFiveCount.org to take an effective first step toward identifying if your child is school ready. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years. And it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%. APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our friend Dr. Joy Brown, who's an eater and a cooker, as are most of us. I guess we wouldn't, if we couldn't cook and we couldn't eat, we'd be in trouble. Chef Louis DeAngelis with his recipe of the day. This one is for something that sounds really thick, juicy, fat, but maybe I'm on the wrong page. Italian beef and cheese.
Doug, this is a very balanced little dish. What it is, we're going to take a bottom round, nice piece of bottom round roast, and you're going to put it on your, if you have a slicer, it works really well. Put it on raw, you're going to slice, or you're basically going to shave it, very thin slices. If you don't have one, not to panic, put it in the freezer for 45 minutes, and now it's nice and hard. You take a 13-inch kitchen knife and shave some nice thin pieces off of it. Figure about a, you know, it's a quarter or a third of a pound per person that you're feeding. This is great for preseason football. And then everybody comes over to watch their beloved Redskins with me. So you have to have something here for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that, but instead of just cooking,
how about
beef,
a better team?
Make this, no, we're gonna take. I know you're a New England fan.
No, I don't like football at all. But I just, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, there are a lot better. Never mind. I'm getting in the way of your explaining the recipe. Go ahead.
But you're gonna make this almost like a beef ceviche. You're take a nice plastic container that has a lid on it. All right, you're gonna take a couple cups of red wine, like 2 cups of red wine that you would drink, not cooking wine, it's too full of salt. And you take a cup of red wine vinegar. All right, you take some fresh basil, some Italian seasoning, some chopped garlic. You're going to put a little salt and pepper. You're going to put this marinade in this container, and then you're going to throw all the meat in it and let it sit overnight. Okay? Make sure it's all covered with the marinade. So the next day when you're ready to make your sandwiches, the meat's already cooked. That's number one. That's why it's like a ceviche. It's already cooked from the acids in the wine and the vinegar. Then you take a nice cast iron pan or a flat top or a griddle, whatever you have to cook it with, and it's only going to cook for a minute, 30
wow.
seconds aside.
Look at that.
The trick to this is you're going to take some fresh broccoli rabe, chopped, mix it with the onion, some mushrooms.
Yep. All right. We're going to post this recipe at DougStephan.com in Louie's box. Thank you to Dr. Joy Brown for being here, and Louie as well. 51 after on Good Day.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The Hassan case is nearing an end, while the Hernandez case is just getting started. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Two high-profile cases, we'll take them one at a time. In Fort Hood, Texas, the fate of accused Fort Hood shooter Nedal Hassan is now in the hands of a military jury, which deliberated for a little over 3 hours yesterday before returning to the courthouse to ask the judge a few questions. No verdict yet. For his part, Hassan declined to give a closing statement yesterday at his murder trial for the 2009 mass shooting at Fort Hood. Hassan charged with 13 counts of murder and 32 counts of attempted murder. He could become the first American service member sentenced to death since 1961. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has formally been indicted for first-degree murder and weapons charges in connection with the execution-style death of Odin Lloyd of Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. Lloyd's body was found in a North Attleboro, Massachusetts industrial park back in June. Bristol County District Attorney Sam Sutter says the indictment is one step in taking this case to trial.
Justice comes at the end of a trial, not before.
Attorney Michael Fee, who's representing Hernandez, feels there's been an incredible rush to judgment in this case.
It has been based on innuendo and misrepresentations of facts. Hearsay and opinion has been represented as fact and as evidence, and it is not.
Hernandez now awaits an arraignment date, a judge ordering that Hernandez continue to be held without bond. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
On Wall Street, stocks made some gains yesterday despite a technical problem that put a halt to all trading on the NASDAQ during the midday hours. NASDAQ trading was down for about 2 hours before it resumed and ended up with a 38-point gain. S&P was up 14 yesterday, the Dow with a 66-point gain, closing at 14,963. Residents of San Diego could have themselves a new interim mayor by the end of the day today. Mayor Bob Filner could very well be leaving office as part of a mediation deal that the city council is expected to vote on early this afternoon. If the mayor does call it quits, council president Todd Gloria would become interim mayor. A special election would then be held within 90 days. If no candidate gets over 50% of the votes in that special election, a runoff would then be held between the top two vote getters. Mayor Filner has been under fire for a while now, facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment. Closing notes. First, let's start it up and hit the road. Here's a question for you. Which state do you think is the cheapest in the nation in which to own and operate a car? We're talking about the price of gas, maintenance, insurance, the whole deal. Well, the folks at Bankrate.com did a survey on this, and the cheapest state to own a car is Oregon, where drivers pay around $2,200 a year to own and operate a vehicle. Alaska was a very close second, just a few dollars away. By comparison, the most expensive state to own a car, you're thinking California, right? No, not California. It's Georgia, with an annual automotive cost of more than $4,200. California was second at just under $4,000 a year. And finally, this is the sound of eating. And according to a recent study by two French researchers, it appears rooting for a bad NFL team could cause you to gain weight. Apparently, when a local NFL team loses a game, people in that city ate about 16% more saturated fat and about 10% more calories than they normally did. Pizza, cake, and cookies, the favorite foods for those losing fans. As a long-suffering fan of the New York Jets, who fully expects an upcoming season filled with losing, I can already feel the belt on my pants getting awfully tight. I'm gonna burst by that time this season's over. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.